This is Dan Jones with another brief study from God's Word for us to consider together. The following verses are taken from James 2, verses 21 through 23. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. When we think of great men in the Old Testament, Abraham is one of the first that comes to mind. We must be familiar with the facts that the Old Testament record reveals of his life in order to understand many other portions of Scripture, because he is often used as an example of faith and trust in the promises of God. In the passage we just read, James says he is called the friend of God. Two Old Testament passages verify this fact, 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 7, Isaiah 41 verse 8. No other person in Scripture was ever specifically called God's friend, making this a unique honor bestowed upon Abraham. In reading what the Old Testament says about Abraham, we cannot read very far without becoming aware of the closeness of his relationship with God. The Lord said to him, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Genesis 15:1. God further declared to Abraham, And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to be thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. Truly he was the friend of God. As we consider this great man's character, we are impressed with a number of things which ought to be imitated. One is that he was a man of peace. In Genesis 13, we read of disagreement that arose between those who tended Abraham's livestock and those who kept the livestock of his nephew, Lot. Rather than allowing this strife to continue, Abraham gave Lot first choice of the land before them, being willing himself to take what was left in order to maintain peace. Another of his commendable traits was hospitality. In Genesis 18, we read of Abraham entertaining strangers that came to him. He is also known for his concern in the welfare of others. When he was informed of the impending destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, his first question was, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Genesis 18:23. But more than anything else, Abraham is remembered for his faith. The Bible says of him, And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Genesis 15:6. Romans chapter 4, verse 11, calls Abraham the father of all them that believe. When Abraham and his wife, Sarah, were past the normal age of childbearing, God promised that they would have a son. Genesis 18, verses 10 through 15. In the New Testament, Paul recalls Abraham's faith in this promise, saying that he, against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Romans 4, verses 18 through 22. It seemed impossible, but God had promised, and Abraham, the friend of God, fully believed and accepted God's word. He knew that God was able to do what he promised. His faith overruled the difficulties that other men might have seen. Of course, God did not fail, and Isaac was born. There are other events which demonstrate the great faith of this patriarch Abraham. The text that we read from James chapter 2 reminds us of the time when Abraham offered his son Isaac upon the altar. This was faith that demonstrated itself in obedience to God's commands. You see, faith in God is more than trusting his promises. It is also doing as he commands.